Welcome back. This is an advanced composition lesson for drum and bass in Ableton Live, and we're focusing on one of the highest leverage skills you can develop, building simple melodic cells that you can reuse everywhere. In DNB, melody has a different job than it does in, say, pop or house. A lot of the time, the melody needs to behave like percussion. Short, repeatable, remixable, something that can roll for 16 bars without getting in the way of your drums and bass, and without exhausting the listener. So the core idea today is this. We're going to write one small melodic cell, basically a 1-2 bar motif, and then we'll squeeze multiple rolls out of it. Same D then A, different outfits. You'll end up with a riff version, a stab version, an Atmos version, and a resampled audio version for gritty edits. Then we'll talk about how to place them in an arrangement, so the drop evolves without you writing new melodic material. Open Ableton Live. Step 0. Set your session up for DNB. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 176 is fine, but 174 is a nice center point. Create 3 MIDI tracks. Name the first one cell MIDI. Name the second stab. Name the third Atmos resample. Now choose a key. If you want classic dark DNB, F minor is a great default. D minor is also common. If you like, drop a MIDI scale device on the cell track, set it to minor, and set the bass to F. Don't treat it like a prison. It's a guardrail. You can still use out-of-scale notes on purpose later, but this keeps your quick experiments from drifting into random land. One more setup thought, and this matters. The DNB is dense. Your sub and your res are already doing a lot. So unless your melodic cell is intentionally a bass riff, keep it mostly above about 200 HE. We'll high pass later. Now we build the core cell. Step 1. Rhythm first. Like drum programming. This is the big mindset shift. You're not writing a melody. You're programming a rhythmic hook that happens to have pitch. On cell MIDI, create a 1-bar MIDI clip. Set your grid to 16th notes. Now place a 6-hit pattern at these positions. 111, 113, 122, 131, 133, 142. If you're thinking in plain language, you've got a hit on the downbeat, then an offbeat, then a little push into beat 2, then a hit on beat 3, then another offbeat, then a push near the end of the bar. This tends to sit nicely over both two-step and break-driven patterns, because it leaves room where the snare wants to speak. Before we even pick notes, do this coaching move. Decide what this cell is doing in the groove. Is it acting like hi-hat sparkle? Is it answering the snare? Is it like an offbeat shaker? Because the roll you pick will guide your note length, brightness, and stereo later. Today we'll aim for snare answer energy. Short, punchy, mid-forward. Now assign pitches. We'll use a tight pitch set, F, AB, C, EB. 4 notes is enough to sound musical but still compact. Try this mapping. At 1.1.1, F4. At 1.1.3, AB4. At 1.2.2, C5. At 1.3.1, EB5. At 1.3.3, C5. At 1.4.2, AB4. Listen to the counter. It climbs, peaks, and comes back. It suggests harmony without turning into a song melody. That's exactly what we want. Now add velocity like it's percussion, because velocity is orchestration. Pick 1 or 2 accents. A good place is right after the snares, meaning just after beat 2 and beat 4 in the bar. In our pattern, you can accent the hit at 1.2.2 and maybe the hit at 1.4.2. Push those accents up by, say, 6 to 20 velocity compared to the others. Then lightly randomize the rest by a few points, maybe plus or minus 3 to 8, so it doesn't feel like a laser printer. Also, leave room. Silence is a compositional tool in fast music. A really good habit is deleting one hit every bar or every 2 bars. Often the last 16th before beat 3 or beat 4 is a good candidate. We won't do it yet, but keep that in your pocket. Making something smaller often makes it hit harder. Next, the one twist variation, which is basically how DNB stays hypnotic without going stale. Duplicate the clip length to 2 bars. Bar 1 is A. Bar 2 is A prime. Almost the same. In bar 2, change only one note. A great option. Change the note at 1.3.1 from EB5 to D5. That's a spicy little passing tone. It's not in your face wrong, but it adds tension and forward motion. Alternatively, change the last note from AB4 down to G4 to pull the loop back around with a tiny bit of gravity. The rule here is controlled change. Minimal, intentional. You want the listener to feel development without noticing you wrote a new thing. Now we choose a sound that behaves like a cell. In DNB, if the tail is uncontrolled, the groove gets blurry fast. So we're going for fast transient. controlled decay, on cell MIDI, load wave editable and start from an init patch. Oscillator 1. A saw wave. Put the position around 20 to 40% for a nice tone. Oscillator 2. Optional. You can add a sine very quietly just to thicken the body, or leave it off for a leaner sound. Set unison to 2 voices, small amount, around 10 to 20%. You're not trying to make a super saw pad. You're just making it feel alive. Filter. Low pass 24. Set cutoff somewhere in the 1.2 to 3 kHz region, and adjust by ear. Add bit of drive around 3 to 8 dB for bite. Amp envelope. Fast. Attack basically instant. 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds. Sustain low. 0 to 20%. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Now after wave editable, add a saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then EQ 8. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. This is non-negotiable most of the time. Your bass needs that space. If it's harsh, do a small dip around 2 to 4 kHz, 1 to 3 dB, with a medium Q. Then utility. Width around 80 to 120%. If you don't know, keep it closer to 100. In DNB, too wide can feel impressive solo, then collapse the drop impact when the full mix hits. Optional. A tiny bit of delay. Use the simple delay device, not echo yet. Try 3/16 or 1/8 dotted. Feedback 10 to 20%. Dry wet 6 to 12%. Filter the delay. High pass up to about 500 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. That gives motion without spraying mud everywhere. Teacher note, if you ever wonder why does this not sound like DNB yet, it's usually because the sound isn't behaving rhythmically. Shorten the release. Filter more. High pass more. DNB mix clarity is ruthless. Now we turn one cell into multiple rolls without rewriting. First roll, the stab. Duplicate your cell track to the stab track. On stab, we're going to make it chordy and punchy. Add a chord MIDI effect before wave editable. Set one voice to +3 semitones and another to +7. That gives you a minor triad stack off whatever note is playing. Now shorten the amp envelope. Decay 80 to 160 milliseconds. Release 40 to 80 milliseconds. Filter cutoff lower than the riff, maybe 600 Hz to 1.5 kHz, so it's darker and more stabby. Add reverb, small to medium size. Decay 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. That pre-delay helps the transient stay punchy. Dry wet 8 to 15%. And high pass inside the reverb, 400 to 800 Hz, so the reverb doesn't smear your low mids. Optional. A bit of compression for glue. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release auto. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks, not flattening it. Arrangement tip. Stabs work great either on bar starts or right after snare hits as call and response. Think of the snare as a question and your stab as the answer. That's the DNB conversation. Second roll, the riff, monophonic urgency. Go back to your original cell instrument. In wave editable, set voices to mono. Turn on glide, somewhere around 20 to 60 milliseconds, just enough to connect notes slightly. Add an auto filter after EQ if you want motion. Low pass 12 mode. Use a small envelope amount, or a subtle LFO wobble. Try LFO rate 1/8 or 1/16 with a very low amount so it breathes, not wobbles like a bass. Now the same MIDI suddenly feels like a rolling lead layer, even though you didn't change a note. Third roll, the Atmos. Duplicate to Atmos resample. Here we go wide, washed, and darker. Add echo. Set time to 1/4 or 3/16. Feedback 35 to 55%. Modulation 2 to 5. Add a tiny touch of echo noise, like 0.5 to 2, just to create texture. Dry wet 20 to 35%. Add reverb after echo. Decay 2.5 to 5.5 seconds. Pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds. Dry wet 20 to 35%. Then an EQ 8 at the end. High pass 250 to 400 Hz. Low pass 8 to 12 kHz so it stays dark and doesn't hiss all over your drums. Pro move, automate echo and reverb dry wet up into transitions, then snap them back down when the drop hits. That contrast is the impact. Now we start generating infinite variations. This is where advanced DNB composition really lives, not rewriting, reframing. Variation 1. Rhythmic displacement. Duplicate your clip and shift it by 1/16th note earlier or later. Same pitches, totally different pocket. This is a perfect B section inside a drop, because it sounds new without changing the identity. Variation 2. Note gating with autopan. This is a classic trick. Put autopan on the cell and use it as a gate. Set the waveform to square. Phase to 0 degrees. Rate to 1/8 or 1/16. Amount 100%. Then adjust offset so the gate opens in the gaps between kick and snare. Now sustained notes get chopped into a rolling rhythm without touching the MIDI. Variation 3. Harmonic flip using anchor notes. Pick one note that stays constant, like F. That's your anchor tone. In each bar, change only one other note around it. For example, swap AB or C for neighbor colors like G, BB, or DB. Or for darker tension, occasionally borrow GB as a quick passing note in F minor. That flat 2 is a nasty little flavor if you use it briefly and resolve. D&B friendly rule. Don't change everything at once. One tone per bar keeps the hook stable. Variation 4. Resample and mangle. Jungle mindset. On Atmos resample, freeze the track, then flatten it. Now you've got audio. From here, do edits that scream D&B. Reverse a tail into a downbeat. Chop a single transient into a little plink. Add beat repeat for controlled chaos. Set interval to 1 bar. Grid to 1/16. Chance 10 to 25%. Variation 5 to 15%. Turn on the filter and keep it dark. Arrangement tip. Print a 4-bar edit fill every 16 bars. That's a classic way to keep long drops exciting without adding new melodic content. Now, a few advanced composer upgrades from the coach notes. First, plan anchor tones per section. Pick one or two notes that almost never change, often root and fifth, or root and minor third. Let everything else evolve around them. That's how you keep identity locked while still feeling like the track is moving. Second, intentional gaps. Try deleting one hit every bar or two bars. When you remove something, the drums suddenly sound bigger, and the cell becomes more like a rhythmic gesture instead of a constant layer. Third, safe transposition. If you transpose the whole cell, do it musically. Keep the rhythm, move the starting note to a new chord tone, and keep the contour similar. That way it sounds like a new harmonic moment, not like you just hit a random transpose button. And here are a few more advanced variation ideas if you want to get wild while staying disciplined. Contour inversion, sometimes called a negative harmony-ish trick in practice. Duplicate the clip. Keep the rhythm identical, but invert the direction of the intervals. If it went up 3 semitones, go down 3. Don't overthink the theory. Approximation is fine. The signature rhythm stays. The melody feels brand new. Interlocking cells. Make a cell A and cell B using the same 3 to 5 notes. Have B start slightly offbeat, like 1/16 after A, and remove any notes that collide. Pan A slightly left and B slightly right, but keep low content mono. This audio version is shortened for playback.